icons in our life. Someone said that the life of a person and what he believes on is a result of some icons he sees in front of him. For example, Nicodemus, when he came to the Lord at night time, because he's broken some icon. The icon in front of him is the icon of Pharisees and the teacher of Israel, who are full of arrogance, that they cannot go to any one of the layman people and ask them for some advice. So it was very hard for him to break this icon, the icon of arrogant teacher, the icon for someone who the people has to come to him, not he is going to someone layman like the Lord Jesus Christ. So he broke that icon and he went at night to see the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him about what can I do as a teacher, as a good teacher, to be accepted in eternal life, because he was a good man. So it was an icon in front of him, an icon of an arrogant Pharisee, of a Pharisee and teacher that is not at all bowing down or accepting to be taught by someone else. So it was an icon in front of him. During the Christmas period, there are some, thank you very much, there are some icons that really needed to be highlighted in front of us, and I would like to talk to you about a couple of icons. The first icon you can see during this time of Christmas is the reading of the Gospel today, St. Elizabeth and St. Zechariah. It's a beautiful icon that the Church offered to you today. Icon of waiting for the Lord. The name of this icon is Waiting for the Lord. For many years, they have been asking the Lord for a child, and they have not been given a child, but they were waiting for the Lord. Zechariah was still a priest and was still worshiping the Lord. Elizabeth was very righteous, although they are waiting for the Lord. They are waiting for the response of the Lord of a request that they need the Lord to give to them. But they never lose hope, and they never lose righteousness, and they never lose faith while they are waiting for the Lord. The icon of Zechariah and Elizabeth that the Church would like to offer to you today is the icon of waiting for the Lord. If you need something from the Lord, be thankful. If you need something of the Lord, have faith, strong faith, waiting for the Lord until the Lord giving you that. In the icon of Elizabeth and Zechariah, one thing you can see very well, that the Lord never let them down. But at the right time, the Lord bring a lot of joy into their hearts. What joy Elizabeth and Zechariah have? A lot of joy, much more than anyone can imagine. A joy of a son, that is, the Bible said about this son, he is the best among anyone, any lady can bear a son. He's much, much famous and much blessed. From the tummy of his mom, he has been filled with the Holy Spirit. The blessing of waiting for the Lord, they have been happy. The gospel reading today, they said they are very happy, and the neighbors around them were very happy to receive the good news of Elizabeth having a baby, having a child. The Lord makes them very happy. Among the happiness as a result of waiting for the Lord, that Zechariah start to prophesy, and Elizabeth as well start to prophesy. Elizabeth said, the name is John. And the people really say that's a strange name. No one in your family has been called John before. And they ask the father, tell us what name, because it seems that Elizabeth doesn't give a good name. And Zechariah also the same thing, he chose the name John for his son. It's a prophecy. It's the Holy Spirit working in their hearts, both of them very much. It is the fruits of waiting for the Lord. The icon of waiting for the Lord is a beautiful icon that the Church offered you. When we are waiting for the Lord, we learn how to be humble. When we are waiting for the Lord, we know that we are very weak and we need the hand of the Lord to give us things. When we are waiting for the Lord, we are praying to the Lord all the time. It's an art of waiting for the Lord. It's a beautiful when you have a request in your life and you are waiting for the Lord happily and asking the Lord to grant you what you are asking for. Learn the art of waiting for the Lord. Don't be all the time you'd like to rush things. You'd like to gain things very quickly. I am very hurry. I would like to get these things quickly, Lord. But wait for the Lord. Know that the Lord has time. And I am waiting for your time, Lord, to grant me whatever I need in my heart. And be quite sure, when you are waiting for the Lord, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit as Elizabeth and Zechariah has been filled with the Holy Spirit. Second icon, the Christmas time offering to us all, is the beautiful icon of the Holy Family, the Lord, the baby Jesus Christ, and Joseph and Saint Mary. I like this icon very much. In our churches, we have, during Christmas time, we have the statue of the Holy Family in our church. And Abuna, when he goes with the Bukhur, he loves to stay in front of this icon and praise this beautiful icon. When you look in this icon, I encourage you to have the picture of the Holy Family. Probably all of us see that in our home, maybe we have a small manger, or in the shopping we are going to, or in the streets you can find the Holy Family, the manger. It's a beautiful icon. Don't lose time to use your eye to look into this icon. Its icon has another name. The first icon of Elizabeth and Zechariah, his name is Waiting for the Lord. Second icon of the Holy Family in the manger, the name is Humbleness. When you look into this icon, you will learn humbleness very much. The Lord is born as a baby. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Creator. You are the one who is very rich. You are the one that everything you say can be done in a minute. You are the Almighty God, the angel and archangel worshiping you. Why you are like that? Because I am very humble. The humbleness of the father and mother of Jesus, the humbleness of Saint Joseph, the carpenter, and the humbleness of Saint Mary. It's a beautiful icon of humbleness. This is the Lord of Lords on his birthday, born in a very humble place and born very humble. So this is an icon of humbleness. I'd love very much that you learn from this icon. Look at this icon a lot. And when you have pride inside your heart, when you are arrogant, when you are not talking to someone, when you're looking down at someone, think of this icon of humbleness of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that this will fill your heart with joy and happiness. In our trip, we have been in Egypt with a group of youth, and at the end of the trip, we ask a highlight of the group. I asked some of the youth, what is the best time you spend? And the icon they saw that it really pleased their hearts very much were three icons of humbleness. Many of them told me one of the very beautiful day, and maybe some of the youth are attending the church today with us, and they said one of the very beautiful time we spent was at St. Paul Monastery, when a very humble monk came to us in the morning, early in the morning, and he prayed a mass with us. The monk was extremely humble, and he sat down on the floor and started joking with the youth, and started asking them that as if he doesn't understand a lot, and was extremely humble. I thought, why this monk touched our heart very much? One of the highlight of that of the trip was this monk. The monk that we spent 2 hours with him, prayed a mass with him, he gave us a talk, and he is very, very humble. His humbleness makes his face very beautiful. One of the youth told me, I am happy, the most happy day in my life is this day. And what's happened in this day, just spending some time with this humble monk. A monk that is below everyone else. He lets the youth feel that you are much higher than me. I am very, very simple. He's about 40 years of age, but he's full of humbleness. And this icon of humbleness touches the heart of the youth. The other example they have and they touch their heart is also another icon of humbleness. Humbleness, it seems to attract the people. Humbleness, it seems that it makes people around you happy. So it was, we were visiting a place called Anaphora, which is a retreat house done in a very beautiful way. We spent one night over there. And over there, a deaconess was serving us and accepting us as if we are also kings and we are something very, very important. Try to do everything good for us. We spent less than 24 hours in this place. At the end of this tour, everyone was attached and attracted to this deaconess. And we thought all together at the same time, we really need to buy something, a gift, and we write our names and ask her to pray for us. A very simple and very humble young deaconess that is very attractive to our youth. I remember this deaconess taking us, say, where would you like to spend a couple of hours in the morning? And the youth said, we'd like to go to the farm. They have a big farm. And she went to the farm, and there are some sheep in the farm. And she started calling the sheep, saying, "Good morning, Habaybi, Zayuko," in a very, very lovely way. And it was so sweet that the sheep, once they heard her voice, just come quickly and around here and doing some voices. And this is another icon of humbleness. Humbleness makes the heart happy. Humbleness brings people to you and attracts people to you. There are many other icons in the world that is bad icon. Icon of arrogancy, that you can see around you, people can tell you, is not my business. I don't want to waste my time to help someone else. I'm thinking of myself all the time. I'm thinking of how beautiful I am, how clever I am, how better than other people I am. These are icons in the world. It's up to you which icon you would like to choose for your life. Please choose the icons of love, the icons of waiting for the Lord, and the icons of humbleness. Try whatever you can do to gain this humbleness, because it fills your heart with joy and happiness. So the icons of the Christmas that I would encourage you really to look at very much is the humble icon of the Holy Family. Please have this picture at your home, or have a manger at your home. Spend some time just looking into the manger of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the picture of the Holy Family. By looking at this picture, by looking into that icon, humbleness will start to come inside your heart, and you enjoy the spirit of humbleness. Glory be to God forever. Amen.